This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Last year, the Trump administration added or bumped up tariffs on $280 billion worth of imports, everything from solar panels and washing machines to steel and aluminum to about half of everything that we import from China. We have been telling you with some degree of regularity about what those tariffs are doing to companies and entire industries, but what about us, consumers? According to new data from the New York Fed, the Consumer Price Index, which tracks price changes on a whole basket of goods and services, it's 0.3% higher now than it would have been without the tariffs. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson reports on what that actually looks like at the cash register.
So far, price increases haven't been very noticeable, at least for consumers. The new tariffs affect only about 12% of U.S. imports. Researchers at Princeton and the London School of Economics have estimated they add about $112 in extra costs for the average U.S. household each year. $112 over a year. That's less than 1% of their annual household expenditures.
Pretty negligible, to be honest, but it'd be another pair of shoes, probably.
I'm willing to pay it if it's American made.
That's barely a hiccup. You know what that is? That is a pimple on a bull's butt.
That was Greg Ward from New York, Patricia Becker from Florida, and colorful Howard Thompson from Connecticut.
Some people tend to say that, you know, these new tariffs are really terrible and create a huge price increase for people. I wouldn't go that far, at least so far.
Kirill Borsak is a postdoc at Princeton, one of the researchers that came up with that $112 cost estimate. He says whether or not consumers notice these price increases, they add up. $100-odd times 120 million American households?
That's a large cost. While the benefit, I mean, you know, the benefit can be debated, but if the benefit of certain saved jobs, then the number of jobs that you save with these limited tariffs is also not that large.
Alexander Geisinger is a poli-sci professor at Temple University.
One of the things that's fascinating is how different it is to think about the aggregate effects that economists clearly worry about and the sort of individual effects.
Individual effects that might change people's spending behavior or how they might vote in an election.
If you think about the impact on an average consumer, you're really going to get different interpretations depending on how you sort of think about what they're purchasing.
In other words, most people might not notice these tariffs unless they have big purchases planned, like buying a washing machine or putting solar panels on their house, two products that are facing high tariffs.
We are due for a washer dryer, and I'm cringing.
Andrea Smith is a lawyer in Connecticut. She's been following the news of tariffs pretty closely.
I'm kicking myself that I didn't do it last year.
The price of washing machines increased 13% last year, which is giving Smith some sticker shock. She says her current washer is old, but still working. So for now, she'll probably hold off on an upgrade. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.